Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Ready to step out of the fog of confusion and into a deeper connection with spirit? Karen Hager's ready to light up your day with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, light workers, spiritual visionaries, and more. Whether she's interviewing someone well-known or unknown, Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity keeps the atmosphere positive and generous. Now here's the host of Out of the Fog, Karen Hager.
Hello and welcome to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager. Each week at this time, we gather for spiritual conversation and enlightening guests. I want to spark your spirit and ignite your soul. I want to get you moving from stuck to unstuck, out of fear, and into love. And I am glad you're here. Time and distance are no barrier to energy. And that means that no matter when you're listening, no matter how you found us, you are here for a reason. And I hope something you hear in the next hour lets in some fresh air and helps you move forward. Did you see the movie Casino? You remember the part where the cop talks De Niro down from killing his wife? Well, that was a real cop, and he ad-libbed that scene. That was Randy Sutton, and he's my guest on today's show. And while he enjoyed all the spotlight from movies and TV, his favorite moments were being a real cop. And in his books, including A Cop's Life, Randy shares true stories of what it really means, what it's really like to be a police officer, but more than that, how it feels to deal with what they deal with day after day. Randy's passion now is to imbue people with a sense of legacy, with that conscious knowledge that every decision they make, every action they take, is a part of their legacy, and the knowledge that it's within our power to choose the legacy that we want to create. I will introduce you to Randy in just a moment, but first, would you please head over to KarenHager.com and just click on everything. I'm getting ready for what my friend is calling my California tour, which sounds much more glamorous than maybe it is. But I will be in California next month, and you can catch up with me in San Francisco or Los Angeles. You can get the details about where you and I can meet up. I'm doing some teaching and also some gallery readings in San Francisco, and then an evening with Dr. Michael Lennox in Los Angeles. All those details are at KarenHager.com. This is going to be a lot of fun. I cannot wait. Oh, and the next online gallery reading is this Saturday, September 28th. You are invited to that. If you've got a question about career or relationship or soul path or anything else for that matter, join me on Saturday. Everybody on that call gets a short personal reading from me, and the group energy is fabulous. We always have a great time on that call. Details are at KarenHager.com. $19.99 gets you a seat in the group. But you know what? Would you like to enter to win a free seat in Saturday's online gallery reading? Yeah, okay. So just email me, Karen, K-A-R-E-N, at KarenHager.com, to let me know your favorite way of restoring balance. When things get all crazy and off kilter, what do you do to bring yourself back to that peaceful, connected place? Is it meditation? Is it chocolate? Email your answer to Karen at KarenHager.com, and I will choose a winner at random from the entries I receive. And now, Randy Sutton started as a street cop in Princeton, New Jersey. He moved west to Las Vegas, where he served more than two decades and became the most highly decorated cop in the Las Vegas Metro PD. With more than 34 years of extensive police experience in investigations, administration, and instruction, Randy's the author of numerous professional articles and books, including A Cop's Life, True Stories from the Heart Behind the Badge. In the Hollywood version of Law Enforcement, Randy's appeared in Casino with Robert De Niro, Miss Congeniality with Sandra Bullock, and numerous episodes of Cops. He's retired now, and Randy lives in Las Vegas, writing books, speaking on police ethics, and celebrating his American heroes. Randy's new project, The Legacy Challenge, begins with the simple premise that you can't choose your destiny, but you can create your own legacy. You can find out more about Randy and his work at thelegacychallenge.com. Randy, welcome to Out of the Fog.
Karen, it's a pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. I was telling Randy off the air, I stayed up till 1:30 in the morning reading A Cop's Life. I didn't want to go to bed until I was done with the book. Thank you so much for putting that out there. It's very compelling. Do other people tell you that?
You know, I've had a very satisfying number of comments for that book. Actually, it impacted some people, some law enforcement officers, so dramatically that I've been contacted numerous times telling me that there were people that were thinking about committing suicide until they read that book and realized that they were not alone in their feelings.
It's very, one of the things that I most appreciated about the book is, yes, there's tough guy stuff in there, but it really is about the heart behind the badge. How did you balance that need to be tough with your heart just shines through the book. How did you balance that toughness with your heart?
That's one of the most difficult things that faces a police officer, because there is a serious need to portray a certain image, because you know, the public expects, when you call us, that we're going to be there and we're going to take care of business and we're going to do it professionally, and there's a certain face that goes on that individual. But it's a very complicated relationship that police officers have with not just the public but within themselves. Because when you are exposed to cruelty and you're exposed to violence and really seeing much of the world at its worst, how you deal with that internally is a constant struggle.
And there is fallout from that difficulty in the personal life, substance abuse, suicidal thoughts and actions, as you mentioned. And that, even though you've been at this now for more than 30 years serving, that hasn't changed since you began, has it?
No, it hasn't. I was a policeman in Princeton, New Jersey for 10 years before I came to Las Vegas. And in fact, I was, at the time I got hired, I was the youngest police officer in the state of New Jersey. I got hired at the ripe old age of 19, believe it or not. And they had just changed the age of majority from 21 to 18. So you could vote and you could drink and you could be a cop. So I think I did two out of the three. But so I got accepted to the police academy, New Jersey State Police Academy. But there was just one thing. The federal laws hadn't changed, so you actually had to be 21 to buy ammunition. So here I am getting ready to go to the police academy, and my mother had to go buy my bullets for me.
Now, your father was a police officer, too, is that right?
I'm sorry, say that again?
Was your father a police officer, yes?
My father and mother both worked within the court system, and my father was a deputy sheriff in addition, as was my grandfather, who was actually shot in the line of duty.
Mm. I wonder if that's part of the legacy that they gave to you, a legacy of service to the community in that way.
I think so. From the earliest ages, my parents, I remember them talking about the criminal justice system from the court reporting that they did. And then, of course, my father's deputy sheriff activities. And so I grew up listening to those stories and knew from the time I was just a little feller that that's what I wanted to be.
Did you take any heat from your classmates, from people in your age group, when you had decided that at such a young age? Because they all probably went on and did a lot of other things.
You know, that's a great question, because the answer to that is, I took an amazing amount of heat. You know, because Princeton is a small town. I grew up in that town. So to go from being literally a high school kid to suddenly writing tickets and taking people to jail for some of the crimes, I was not a very popular fellow, I can tell you that. I didn't get invited to a lot of parties after that. That I can tell you.
That's true. I hadn't thought of it that way, but yes, I can imagine. I can imagine so. And as you started, you had to do kind of the lowest jobs on the totem pole. You write about going through the town at night and checking all the doors to be sure that they're locked on the shops, and you kind of the younger people have to earn their stripes.
Well, you know, I think the police work is very much like the military in that regard. You have to earn respect, and you only earn that by actually doing it, not talking about it. You know, what kind of cop you are is evidenced very quickly and early on. And so you're being judged not just by the public, but you're being judged by your peers, your superiors. And, you know, it's a serious, serious job, but one that has to be taken with a huge sense of humor. Otherwise, it would be a very merciless job if you don't have the sense of humor to go along with it.
Oh, my goodness. My sense of humor is important for everything, I think. You are listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. My guest is Randy Sutton. He's the author of A Cop's Life, True Stories from the Heart Behind the Bed, behind a badge, or behind the bench, I suppose, if you left your heart behind a bench. True Stories from the Heart Behind the Badge. There we go. And we'll be right back with Randy after this.
There's not just one kind of radio show. Some shows are about health, wellness, food. Others are about helping you on your spiritual journey. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show, well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. Positive Talk Radio was a vision that we've had. And thanks to all of you, you've helped us make it a reality. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Yeah. Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager, and my guest on today's show is Randy Sutton. He's the author of books including A Cop's Life, True Stories from the Heart Behind the Badge, and his new project is The Legacy Challenge. You can find out all about Randy and his work at thelegacychallenge.com. We were talking before the break, Randy, about how you became a police officer at a very young age and how the things that you've written have been helping other officers kind of deal with their feelings. And I'm wondering, what is it that sparked you to write that book in the first place? Why not just keep it all to yourself like everybody else does and sort of try to swallow it?
Well, great question. And there was true inspiration behind it. I was not trained as a writer. I didn't go to school for it. I have nothing except a high school diploma. But I had an experience in 1998, which left an impact that continues to this day and was the inspiration behind my writing. And that was, I was a patrol sergeant in Las Vegas, and I was on regular patrol one night, and I heard some screaming, and I see a car up on the sidewalk and people running around and screaming. I didn't know what the problem was, but when I got out to investigate, I found that a one-month-old baby had been shot in the face during a drive-by shooting. Her mother and father were in the car, and they were just minding their own business on the way to the store. And some gang punks pulled up alongside, just opened fire for absolutely no reason. And as fate would have it, I literally arrived on the scene within a minute of it taking place. And when I checked the little baby, I saw that she was not breathing. And so I made a decision. I could not wait for an ambulance, and grabbed the first patrol car that got there and gave the baby mouth-to-mouth resuscitation to the hospital, and was able to clear an airway. And because I was there so quickly after it happened, the baby survived and without any brain damage at all, and is a happy 15-year-old teenager today. Well, that was such a dramatic event for me, both, you know, seeing the horrible cruelty that you know, someone could shoot a little baby, and secondly, knowing that I was responsible for her life now. And that moved me to write my first piece, and that was called Her Name Was Jackie, and that is in that book, A Cop's Life, as well as my first book called True Blue, Police Stories by Those Who Have Lived Them. And that was the motivating factor, and from that, that basically launched my writing career.
Was it difficult to write with such honesty about things that are so painful? There's a sense I get in the book, there's a lot of coming home and drinking a lot to try to self-medicate, to try to numb the pain, to try to make it less real, all the things that happen during the day. So was it difficult for you as you wrote the book to go through all these things again, to get it on paper?
Yes. Yes, it was. But, you know, one thing that I truly believe, if you're going to be a writer and write nonfiction, you owe the reader your honesty. If you're not going to be honest about your feelings and about the experience, then put the pen back in the desk, because you wouldn't be fulfilling what your responsibility is. If people are going to take the time to read my book, I owe them honesty, and that's one thing that I've always believed. In fact, if you go to the Legacy Challenge website, right now I've actually going to put up a free download of that story, Her Name Was Jackie, in the next couple of days. And there's actually a news video that was just shot maybe 4 months ago that does a story on her. And, you know, she's an amazing 15-year-old girl who has suffered, you know, a number of corrective surgeries because of all the damage the bullet did to her face. And but it's really an amazing story of love. Her parents and her and their family has scattered around her and been hugely supportive and gathered me to into their family.
Hmm. Do you find in your own experience and in connecting with the people you connect with every day, is there a difficulty sometimes for police officers in maintaining, I'm going to put this in ironic quotation marks, normal relationships, normal connections?
Very often, yes. You know, a police officer goes through an evolving process from the beginning of their career to the end of their career. Most police officers take the job and they stay in it for 25 years or thereabouts. Well, a process takes place. You're not the same cop at 21 years old that you are at 41 years old, because you evolve into a different kind of creature, if you will. In many cases, I believe I'm a better person because of the experiences, as many, many painful ones as well. But I believe that we grow, and you grow through experiencing trauma. And, as a police leader, because I retired as a lieutenant, I had the great honor of working with younger cops and helping them to cope with what they were going through and to help them see how to develop themselves, and all because of some of the people that were heroes in my life, which is one of the stories that's going to be in my next book called The Power of Legacy.
And when sometimes that pressure gets too much, cops cross the line, and I know that policing with honor is a big something that you feel very passionately about. Can you say a little bit about what that means to police with honor?
Yes. One of the jobs that I held with Las Vegas Metropolitan Police, which is the ninth largest police department in the country, by the way, I was in charge of advanced training for the agency. And I wrote an article called Policing with Honor, which talked about how we have to survive our careers ethically as well as physically, and we must never let the public down when it comes to our ethics. And it received such resounding response from around the country that I wound up speaking about it to police agencies and groups all over the United States, because I strongly believe that we are symbolic of something very, very important. Police are very symbolic in that we are the protectors of the Constitution. We're the protectors of the people. And as such, there's a huge responsibility to not let the people down. And when a cop goes awry, when they make decisions that dishonor themselves, they also dishonor the badge and all of the men and women who wear it. So it's very, very important to maintain your levels of compassion and your levels of honor and integrity, and to touch people's lives in a positive way. That's the lesson that I would advocate for all law enforcement.
You're listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. We'll be right back after this.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. go to TransformationTalkRadio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community. Transformation Talk Radio's amazing hosts span from the Pacific to the Atlantic Coast. With a world full of loyal fans, what's stopping you from joining our clan? Bring your powerful message to listening ears. We've been helping people do this for many years. Want to make a difference? We can help you out. Just give us at Transformation Talk Radio a shout. It's easy to get started with an email so small to host at TransformationTalkRadio.com, and then we'll give you a call.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat! How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great, we should spread the word.
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager, and my guest on today's show is Randy Sutton. He is the author of books including A Cop's Life, True Stories from the Heart Behind the Badge. That's the one I was up till 1:30 in the morning last night reading, a wonderful way to look inside what it might feel like, what it might be like to serve the community in that way. And Randy's new project is The Legacy Challenge. And Randy, I'd love to hear more about the Legacy Challenge. When people go to thelegacychallenge.com, what will they find there?
Well, the first thing they'll find is my picture smiling up at them. That's the first thing they're going to say. But there are stories. There are stories about people that are personal heroes. What I'm trying to advocate here is that everyone can be a personal hero. It can be to the, you can be a hero to the little boy down the street by fixing his bicycle. You can be a hero by giving a kind word to someone that isn't expecting it. There's all kinds of ways to be a personal hero, and that's what I'm advocating. There's many, many people who are touching the lives of others in positive ways. In fact, Karen, I would say that you are one of those people. By the messages that you give to your listeners, you help to make the world a little better place. And all of us have the capability to do that. And I think that intuitively, we all want to be a better person. Well, how do we do that? We take the Legacy Challenge. And what the Legacy Challenge is quite simply asking yourself a series of questions. I have some of them up on the website. And then I advocate that people make up their own questions about their own history and their own lives. Like, for instance, you know, one of the things that I've asked myself, is have I been a good person? You know, have I been a good friend? And these are questions that you can only answer to yourself if you're going to be honest with yourself. And that's the whole that's the whole key to the legacy challenge, is to ask the questions that are important to you.
And I think to take responsibility, too. It's about taking your responsibility for your life while you're still living your life. Right?
Oh, absolutely. You know, that taking responsibility is a huge challenge for a lot of people. One of the things that I have a little feature on the Legacy Challenge, I call them Legacy Losers. And I do a little blog about people that are just doing absurd things to other people. Like, for instance, this latest episode that I did is about this group of 300 kids that broke into that NFL player Brian Holloway's home and just destroyed it and stole things. And they justify it to themselves that it's okay to do that. So when you say taking responsibility for your own actions, that's a huge concept in personal honor.
I'm thinking as you were saying that, I'm flashing back to the story you shared about the 1-month-old being shot in the face for no reason whatsoever. You've had a chance to see in your work what happens when people don't have empathy, when they don't take responsibility. Is that part of why the Legacy Challenge is so important to you now?
Very much so, but I have to share something with you and with your listeners, because it's important, as I said, about honesty. And I created the Legacy Challenge as also a website that is about to launch in probably 6 months, called Celebrating Legacy. And Celebrating Legacy allows people to create personal legacies to pass on to future generations, so that your great-grandchildren will know who you were and what you stood for. And also, there's a number of other amazing services that allows families to come closer together and bring comfort to families. Because what ended my career was a life-threatening stroke. I had a stroke in my police car while I was on patrol. And then subsequently was given a medical diagnosis, which is, shall we say, life-limiting. And it was during that time that I made the determination that in the time that I have remaining, I will continue to touch lives as a way of service until I can no longer do that. And so by creating the Legacy Challenge and creating Celebrating Legacy and talking to people like you and to your listeners, I hope that I will continue to touch lives long after I am gone through the power of legacy.
Do you think that someone who has made a lot of choices they now regret, someone who has done things they're not proud of, is it ever too late to start to build that legacy?
No, it's never too late. It's never too late. We are a product of our life's experiences, and many people have had life's experiences that turn them into something that they may not be proud of. And it's difficult to get out of certain patterns. I had the great good fortune to meet and interview an NBA basketball star who retired. His name is Mike Brown. He played with the Chicago Bulls. And he and his wife have created something called the Embracing Project, where they work with children 15 to 18 who have done really, really bad crimes. And many are gang related. And they work so closely with these kids that they actually, what they do is they take them to Africa, to Liberia, where they work alongside really disadvantaged kids, kids who were child soldiers, who were sexually trafficked, and they build orphanages and work on social projects. They have had great success turning the lives around of kids who made really, really bad choices. And that continues to adults. I've known many. I've arrested people who years later came up to me and told me that I saved their lives by arresting them. So it's never too late to realize your potential as a compassionate, caring human being, and reaching your hand out to someone who's less fortunate.
And sometimes how you deal with that. There are so many stories in the book about how what someone did at precisely that moment, you were there at the right time, or you went left instead of right. Sometimes those things that happen to us, the way that we deal with them right away can either start us on a new path or lead us in completely the wrong direction.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, it's, a lot of it is attitude and mindset. Are you willing to be a person that can reach out to someone else? You make that decision before it happens. You know, and sometimes, you know, we judge harshly others. And I have a little story on the Legacy Challenge website where I was shopping. I was in a little market, and I saw a guy acting very, very suspiciously. He seemed to me, because even though I'm not a cop anymore, I still have those instincts, and I still have, you know, and I still have what I had as far as that goes. And I saw he was watching this very elderly woman, this very frail elderly woman who was pushing a basket. And he was intent on her, and she had her purse set up there, and I was thinking, okay, I know what this guy is up to. He's gonna wait till she gets outside, and then he's gonna do a purse snatch. So all my cop instincts went right into, okay, I'm gonna you know, be there for her, and I put him under surveillance while he's surveilling her, and as she gets in line to check out, he breaks the pattern. I see him heading towards the exit, and I figure he's going to lay in wait for her. But he doesn't leave. What he did, he went to a bin of flowers that the store sold, and I see him pick out a bunch of flowers. And then he goes to a clerk who was a couple stations down from where the elderly woman was, and he whispered something to the clerk and paid for the flowers and then walked out of the store. And I'm going, what is going on now? And now my, you know, I'm very inquisitive about this. And the clerk had a big smile on her face. And as she closed her register and she walked over to the elderly woman and she handed her the flowers and she told her that it was from a young man. And she reminded him of his grandmother who he had lost.
Oh my gosh! Huh.
So I call them random acts of kindness, there I was. I was in one sense kind of ashamed that I had misjudged this poor lad. You know, I thought he was going to be a crook, and he turned out that he was a kid with a heart.
And sometimes that's all about that. It's that idea about being pleasantly surprised instead of unpleasantly surprised, because I think we get used to having things turn out for the worst. And sometimes allowing ourselves to be pleasantly surprised. See, you waited and you watched him. You could have just, you know, tackled him around his knees and thrown him to the ground and said, you know, that's it, buddy, you're out of here. But by waiting to see what happened, it shifted everything.
Yeah. Yeah, it really did. It really did. It was. I smiled about that the rest of the day.
And I bet she did too, right?
I bet he did too, and I certainly know she did. I watched that smile come out.
And that's the part, but that's part of then the story that she tells. Not only was that kid creating part of his legacy, right? That's part of the story now that woman tells her family.
Yes.
Guess
yes,
what happened
exactly.
When you remember the day when I was just shopping, right? So,
random acts of kindness, and you know what? It's something that we all should take a page from that kid's book and think about what we can do to do the same thing.
I like to tell people, Randy, that with every breath, we have a chance to either affirm the choices we've made or make a different choice. And so that random act of kindness might be as simple as taking a breath and deciding you're going to do something nice for somebody today. Do something nice for yourself today. Or you can go back to doing it the same old way, but it's always up to us. We've always got free will.
That is absolutely true.
Absolutely right. Well, you're listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, and my guest is Randy Sutton. He is the author of the very good book, A Cop's Life, True Stories from the Heart Behind the Badge, among others. He is the creator of the Legacy Challenge, and you can get more information about that at thelegacychallenge.com. We'll be right back with Randy after this.
Transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio, that's my line. Non-stop shows, 24 hours, 7 days. Positive Talk Radio is the new craze. Learn to live your life the best you can. All hosts of TTR will lend a hand. Transform, inspire, educate, create. Tune in now. Our shows are actually really great. Tell your friends, your brother, dad, and mom to tune in at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adil and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine radio show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at AliveAndShineShow.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? BeingYouClass.com.
The Divine Divas Radio Show with Patricia Iris Cairns and co-host Cheryl Angela is dedicated to being love in action and joy in jumping into the next new paradigms for humanity. Divine Divas Radio is evolutionary, revolutionary, and soul-empowered, sharing insights of hope, love, and joy every Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join the divas and evolutionary visionaries each week as we step into the new era of oneness and peace together. And visit DivineDivasRadio.com.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager, and my guest is Randy Sutton. He's the author of books including A Cop's Life, True Stories from the Heart Behind the Badge, and his new project is The Legacy Challenge. And I invite you to go over to thelegacychallenge.com to check out what he's doing. Now, Randy, I stayed up till 1:30 in the morning reading A Cop's Life, but you have other books. Can you share what people will see when they go to explore all the things that you've written?
Sure, absolutely. My first book was called True Blue, Police Stories by Those Who Have Lived Them. And it was that story, her name was Jackie, and it was the first story that I ever wrote. And right after the attacks on the World Trade Center, I was so moved to try and do something to help the families of the officers who were killed that I asked police officers from around the nation to write me a story, to write a story for me about something in their careers that that affected them as human beings. And I got an amazing response. And in the weird, you know, getting a book published is not an easy task. And in the weird way that fate works, an author took my manuscript, True Blue Police Stories by Those Who Have Lived Them, into the editor-in-chief at St. Martin's Press and actually put it on his desk and said, you really need to read this. And the next day I get a phone call saying that St. Martin's, which is a major publisher, is going to publish the book. And I donated every penny of those royalties to the Widows and Orphans Fund for the officers who were killed in 9/11. And but at the same time, they asked me to write my own book, which is A Cop's Life. And then I followed that up with a second edition of True Blue to serve and protect. Mm. All those are available. But when they go to the Legacy Challenge website, there's like information about each of those books and a click through to Amazon.
Do you wish that you had had a resource like these books as you were beginning to find your way as a police officer, as you were kind of living into what it meant to protect and serve, to be there when most people are running away?
Yes.
The officers going in. Do you wish you'd had resources like that? Is this helping young people today? Because I bet it is.
As a matter of fact, yes. And I was a voracious reader. I read all the time, both as a child and continuing to this day. And there's a number of police academies and police agencies that use my books to not only orient their recruits in the academy, but also to acclimate their families to what their experiences are going to be like and what may have an effect on their loved one. So yeah, I mean that's it's very, very satisfying to me to know that that I have been able to provide that, because it would have been very helpful to me as a young officer if I had gotten that old dose of reality.
Hmm. Now I know you're working on a new book. Can you give us a little clue or a hint about what that's about? What can we expect?
I sure can. This is a really exciting project for me. It's called The Power of Legacy, and it's the story of personal heroes. What I'm doing is I'm talking to some of the most inspirational people in the country, people who have created amazing charitable organizations, people who have been very, very successful in writing careers, business careers, but never lost their humanity. And serve in many, many different ways as personal heroes to others, whether they, for instance, I have an individual who survived the Holocaust, watched his entire family get executed, and for years has spoken to thousands and thousands of people about peace and about forgiveness, touched, I mean, innumerable lives. But the point of the book is not to so much talk about them, but to people in their life who inspired them to be the people that they are, their personal heroes. And that's what's so inspiring. And I think this book is going to really touch a lot of lives and inspire others to become personal heroes.
And it shifts that perspective. It makes us aware that there's another way to go. There are other choices to make, that you can leave. You can, through your choices, create something that you leave behind for other people.
And I would invite your listeners to, when they visit the Legacy Challenge website, to submit a story about who their personal hero is. It doesn't have to be anything, it doesn't have to be Shakespearean. It just has to be from the heart. You know, I invite them to take a part in this movement of developing personal heroes and share stories about who guided them, about who held their hand and was a role model and influenced them to be the people that they are. There's a spot on the website to do that, to share a story about a personal hero.
Who would you call one of your personal heroes, Randy? Who helped make you who you are?
Who would be my personal hero? Is that what you said?
Mm-hmm.
Actually, that story is on my website. It's called Tom's Legacy. And Tom is when I was a very, very young police officer, he was a police detective, and then he got promoted to sergeant, and I wound up working for him. He was a man of incredible integrity, honesty, bravery, and everything that I, you know, when I think of the way a police officer and the way a police leader should be, he embodied that and lived it. And I was a young cop. Remember, we, at the beginning of this this discussion today, you know, I was telling you about decisions that you make when you're 19 as opposed to decisions that you make when you're 41. And I was everything was very, very black and white to me. And I led the department in arrests and tickets. And I was just out there running and gunning. And I worked for this man. And one morning, we go to breakfast in a little old diner, and I'm telling him my stories, you know, all the great things I did, et cetera, and so forth. And he got real quiet, and then he said something to me that changed my life. And he started off with saying, "Randy, you know, you're a great cop or a good cop. You know the laws. You're out there working real hard. You know the search and seizure. But he said, let me ask you one question. Do you know the difference between being a good cop and being a great cop?" And I didn't know how to answer him. And he smiled and he said to me these words. It's one word. It's called compassion. And I never looked at policing the same way again. And he's remained one of my personal heroes for my entire life.
Oh, my gosh. And that compassion. Compassion is a big deal, because when we can't empathize, when we don't have compassion, we can become maybe part of the problem instead of part of the change that we're trying to make.
Exactly. Exactly. So I invite you to the participation of your listeners on the Legacy Challenge website. Come on to Facebook and check me out and like me, or I won't say don't like me.
Oh, no, like him. Go like him, people. He's likable. You like Randy, don't you? Go like him on Facebook. Thank you so much for being on the show today. This is wonderful work that you're doing. I'm looking forward to the next book, certainly, and I would invite people to go over to thelegacychallenge.com to check out what you're doing to stay in touch with you. Thank you, Randy, very much.
And thank you for the work that you do. I think that what your words of inspiration are reaching a lot of people. Thank you for what you do.
Oh, thank you, Randy. I do it because I love it. Probably the same reason that you do what you do.
Absolutely.
Right? And that's the key to everything. Thank you so much. That was Randy Sutton. He is the author of True Blue and A Cop's Life. His new book coming out is The Power of Legacy. And right now you can find out all about Randy and his work at thelegacychallenge.com. And that's all the time we've got for today. Remember, if you want to enter to win a free seat in this Saturday, September 28th, online gallery reading, just send me an email, Karen, K-A-R-E-N, at KarenHager.com, and let me know what is your favorite way of bringing yourself back into balance. When everything goes all wacky, how do you take care of yourself? Send me that email, and I'll choose a winner at random from all the entries I receive. And thank you for listening today. Together, we are spreading a little more light in the world. And a little more light is always a good thing. Until next time, I'm wishing you peace.
You've been listening to the hit show, Out of the Fog, with Karen Hager. Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern to spark your spirit and ignite your soul. If you're looking for compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive guidance, visit FogCityPsychic.com today to book your session with Karen. If you've missed any part of this amazing show, go to FogCityPsychic.com for your free download. See you next week.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world, with Christina Jantz. Each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
Are you looking for positive answers to tough questions in your personal and professional life? On Purpose Radio with Karen Florence is a riveting show that will help you reveal your own truth and begin to live the life you've always wanted. Karen's dynamic approach to coaching people in all areas of their lives has made her one of the most sought-after coaches today. Tune in each Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific and 10 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit OnPurposeRadio.com.
Hey, Moon, you want to know something groovy?
Yeah, Jess. What's that?
Dr. Pat has been on the radio for 10 years.
10 years? Are you kidding me? That's awesome!
I'll tell you what's awesome. She's bringing back the Pay It Forward campaign and Holistic Makeover to celebrate. If you want to know more or get involved, go to thedrpatshow.com or like us on Facebook at facebook.com/thedrpatshow to get updates about everything we're doing.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
There is not just one kind of radio show. Some shows are about health, wellness, food. Others are about helping you on your spiritual journey. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show, well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. Positive Talk Radio was a vision that we've had. And thanks to all of you, you've helped us make it a reality. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.